Chapter 1. 20 years later. A cold northern night. The easterly wind brought a smattering of sleet from the Pennines. National Crime Agency officer Calvin Finch hadn't noticed. He was too excited. Butterflies in his stomach.
"Listen, can you hear out, Gov?"
A junior officer named Saunders shouted out of the darkness. Finch strained to hear the faint whirring sound high above them. His colleague, Saunders, had been right. This was going to be big. If Finch pulled it off, there'd be one hell of a promotion. A national job, as well as all the accolades. Months of planning. It had been his investigation from start to finish. His baby. A plane coming in from abroad. There wasn't anything bigger. And if Finch's information was correct, there was enough Charlie on this plane to keep every nose in Manchester sniffing for a year. The airfield was only 15 miles out of town. Officer Finch could see Manchester's lights sparkling in the distance. He could just make out Beetham Tower. Finch loved his city. Saw himself as its unsung hero, its protector. But if it all went wrong, he'd be finished. Failure wasn't an option. Within hours, the cocaine would be cut, bagged and moved down the chain from the regional dealers and onto the gangs of Moss Side, Longsight, Rusholme and Salford, quickly spreading to the nearby towns of Stockport, Bolton and beyond.
"All right, lads, get ready,"
Finch whispered into his radio, crouching down tightly behind the bushes that marked the perimeter alongside the runway.
"And remember, radio everything through to Graham as it happens. That includes all verbals from the suspects. I want a totally contemporaneous log. You can bet the defence will be all over it."
The plane came into land. Finch could hardly contain himself. Other NCA officers began to radio through their ops.